The Little Book of Behavioral Investing, How Not to Be Your Own Worst Enemy. By James Montier. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Little Book of Behavioral Investing, How Not to Be Your Own Worst Enemy by James Montier is a book that explores the psychological pitfalls that investors face when making decisions. Montier explains how investors can use behavioral finance to make better decisions and avoid the common mistakes that lead to poor investment outcomes. He begins by discussing the concept of cognitive biases, which are mental shortcuts that lead to irrational decisions. He then goes on to discuss the various biases that investors face, such as overconfidence, anchoring, and loss aversion. He also explains how investors can use mental accounting to help them make better decisions. Finally, he provides practical advice on how to avoid the common mistakes that investors make. Montier begins by discussing the concept of cognitive biases, which are mental shortcuts that lead to irrational decisions. He explains that these biases can lead to poor investment decisions, such as overconfidence, anchoring, and loss aversion. He then goes on to discuss the various biases that investors face, such as overconfidence, anchoring, and loss aversion. He explains how these biases can lead to poor investment decisions, such as buying high and selling low. He also explains how investors can use mental accounting to help them make better decisions. Mental accounting is the process of separating investments into different buckets, such as long-term investments, short-term investments, and speculative investments. This helps investors to make better decisions by ensuring that they are investing in the right type of investments for their goals. Montier then provides practical advice on how to avoid the common mistakes that investors make. He explains the importance of diversification and how it can help to reduce risk. He also discusses the importance of having a long-term investment plan and how investors should be patient and not be swayed by short-term market fluctuations. He also explains the importance of having a good understanding of the markets and how investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. Finally, he provides advice on how to manage emotions and how investors should be aware of their own biases and how they can affect their decisions. The Little Book of Behavioral Investing, How Not to Be Your Own Worst Enemy by James Montier is an informative and practical guide to understanding the psychological pitfalls that investors face when making decisions. Montier provides a comprehensive overview of the various biases that investors face and how they can use mental accounting to make better decisions. He also provides practical advice on how to avoid the common mistakes that investors make, such as diversifying, having a long-term plan, and managing emotions. This book is a must-read for any investor who wants to make better decisions and avoid the common mistakes that lead to poor investment outcomes. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your biases. Investors are prone to making decisions based on their own biases, which can lead to poor investment decisions. It is important to be aware of these biases and to take steps to mitigate them. Understanding your biases is an important part of successful investing. Biases can lead to poor decisions, and it is important to be aware of them and take steps to mitigate them. Common biases include overconfidence, confirmation bias, and the disposition effect. Overconfidence can lead to investors overestimating their own abilities and making decisions that are not based on sound analysis. Confirmation bias is when investors seek out information that confirms their own beliefs and ignore information that contradicts them. The disposition effect is when investors are more likely to sell stocks that have increased in value and hold on to stocks that have decreased in value. To mitigate these biases, investors should strive to be objective and analytical in their decision-making. They should seek out information from a variety of sources and be willing to challenge their own beliefs. They should also be aware of their own emotions and how they may be influencing their decisions. Finally, investors should take the time to understand the risks associated with any investment and make sure that they are comfortable with the potential outcomes. By understanding their biases and taking steps to mitigate them, investors can make more informed decisions and increase their chances of success. Main idea number 2. Don't follow the herd. Following the crowd can lead to poor investment decisions, as the herd mentality can lead to overinvesting in popular stocks and missing out on potential opportunities. The idea of "don't follow the herd" is an important concept for investors to understand. Following the crowd can lead to poor investment decisions, as the herd mentality can lead to overinvesting in popular stocks and missing out on potential opportunities. This is especially true in times of market volatility, when investors may be tempted to follow the herd and make decisions based on fear or greed. Investors should instead focus on making decisions based on their own research and analysis. This means taking the time to understand the fundamentals of a company and its industry, as well as the macroeconomic environment. It also means being aware of the potential risks associated with any investment, and having a plan for how to manage those risks. By taking a more independent approach to investing, investors can avoid the pitfalls of following the herd and make more informed decisions. Ultimately, the key to successful investing is to think for yourself and not follow the herd. By doing your own research and analysis, you can make more informed decisions and potentially find better investment opportunities. This can help you to maximize your returns and minimize your risks, while also avoiding the pitfalls of following the herd. Main idea number 3. Don't chase performance. Investors should not be swayed by past performance when making investment decisions, as past performance is not indicative of future performance. When it comes to investing, it is important to remember that past performance is not indicative of future performance. Investors should not be swayed by the performance of an investment in the past, as this does not guarantee that the same performance will be seen in the future. Instead, investors should focus on the fundamentals of the investment, such as the company's financials, management team, and competitive landscape. By doing so, investors can make more informed decisions and have a better chance of achieving their desired returns. It is also important to remember that past performance is not necessarily a reliable indicator of future performance. Markets are constantly changing and evolving, and what worked in the past may not work in the future. Therefore, investors should not rely solely on past performance when making investment decisions. Instead, they should focus on the fundamentals of the investment and make decisions based on their own research and analysis. Finally, investors should remember that chasing performance can be a dangerous game. While it may be tempting to invest in an asset that has performed well in the past, this does not guarantee that the same performance will be seen in the future. Therefore, investors should be wary of chasing performance and instead focus on the fundamentals of the investment. Main idea number 4. Don't over-diversify. Over-diversifying can lead to suboptimal returns, as it can lead to a portfolio that is too heavily weighted in low-return investments. Don't over-diversify is an important concept for investors to understand. When it comes to investing, diversification is key. It helps to spread risk and can lead to better returns. However, too much diversification can lead to suboptimal returns. This is because a portfolio that is too heavily diversified can be weighted in low-return investments. The key is to find the right balance between diversification and returns. Investors should look to diversify their portfolios across different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and cash. However, they should also be mindful of the amount of diversification they are taking on. Too much diversification can lead to a portfolio that is too heavily weighted in low-return investments, which can lead to suboptimal returns. It is important for investors to understand the concept of don't over-diversify. By finding the right balance between diversification and returns, investors can ensure that their portfolios are properly diversified and that they are getting the best possible returns. Main idea number 5. Don't rely on fund managers. Fund managers are not infallible and can make mistakes, so investors should not rely solely on them for investment decisions. Investors should not rely solely on fund managers for their investment decisions. Fund managers are not infallible and can make mistakes, just like any other investor. It is important for investors to do their own research and make their own decisions about where to invest their money. They should not blindly follow the advice of a fund manager without understanding the risks and rewards associated with the investment. Investors should also be aware of the fees associated with fund managers. Many fund managers charge high fees for their services, which can eat into an investor's returns. It is important to understand the fees associated with a fund manager before investing, as these fees can have a significant impact on an investor's returns. Finally, investors should be aware of the potential conflicts of interest that can arise when working with a fund manager. Fund managers may be incentivized to make certain investments in order to maximize their own profits, rather than the profits of their clients. It is important for investors to be aware of these potential conflicts of interest and to make sure that their investments are in line with their own goals and objectives. Main idea number 6. Don't overtrade. Overtrading can lead to higher transaction costs and can reduce returns. Don't overtrade is an important concept for investors to understand. Overtrading can lead to higher transaction costs and can reduce returns. It is important to remember that trading too often can be detrimental to an investor's portfolio. When an investor trades too often, they are likely to incur higher transaction costs, which can reduce their returns. Additionally, overtrading can lead to emotional trading, which can lead to poor decision-making and further reduce returns. The Little Book of Behavioral Investing, How Not to Be Your Own Worst Enemy by James Montier provides insight into how investors can avoid overtrading. Montier suggests that investors should focus on the long term and not be swayed by short-term market movements. He also recommends that investors should have a plan and stick to it, as well as diversify their portfolio to reduce risk. Additionally, Montier suggests that investors should be aware of their own biases and emotions, and not let them influence their decisions. Overall, don't overtrade is an important concept for investors to understand. Overtrading can lead to higher transaction costs and can reduce returns. It is important for investors to have a plan and stick to it, diversify their portfolio, and be aware of their own biases and emotions in order to avoid overtrading and maximize returns. Main idea number 7. Don't overreact to news. Investors should not overreact to news, as it can lead to poor investment decisions. News can be a powerful force in the markets, and it can be tempting to overreact to it. However, investors should be aware that news can be misleading and can lead to poor investment decisions. It is important to remember that news is often short-term in nature and can be quickly forgotten. Therefore, investors should take a long-term view when considering news and not be swayed by short-term events. Investors should also be aware that news can be manipulated by those with an agenda. It is important to be aware of potential biases in the news and to consider the source of the news before making any decisions. Additionally, investors should be aware of the potential for news to be misinterpreted or exaggerated. Finally, investors should remember that news is often a reflection of the current market sentiment and not necessarily a reflection of the underlying fundamentals of a company or industry. Therefore, investors should not make decisions based solely on news, but should instead consider the fundamentals of the company or industry before making any decisions. Main idea number 8. Don't overestimate your ability. Investors should not overestimate their ability to predict the future, as this can lead to poor investment decisions. Investors should be aware that predicting the future is a difficult task, and it is important to not overestimate one's ability to do so. This is especially true when it comes to investing, as making decisions based on inaccurate predictions can lead to poor investment outcomes. It is important to remember that the future is unpredictable and that no one can accurately predict what will happen in the markets. Instead, investors should focus on making decisions based on sound analysis and research, and not on their own predictions. By doing so, they can ensure that their investments are based on facts and not on speculation. It is also important to remember that even the most experienced investors can make mistakes. No one is perfect, and even the most experienced investors can make mistakes. Therefore, it is important to be aware of one's own limitations and to not overestimate one's ability to predict the future. By doing so, investors can ensure that their decisions are based on sound analysis and research, and not on their own predictions. In conclusion, investors should not overestimate their ability to predict the future. Doing so can lead to poor investment decisions and can result in losses. Instead, investors should focus on making decisions based on sound analysis and research, and not on their own predictions. By doing so, they can ensure that their investments are based on facts and not on speculation. Main idea number 9. Don't ignore risk. Risk should not be ignored when making investment decisions, as it can lead to losses. Risk is an important factor to consider when making investment decisions. Ignoring risk can lead to losses, and it is important to understand the risks associated with any investment before committing to it. Risk can come in many forms, such as market risk, liquidity risk, and credit risk. Market risk is the risk of losses due to changes in the market, such as a decline in the stock market. Liquidity risk is the risk of not being able to sell an asset quickly enough to avoid losses. Credit risk is the risk of losses due to a borrower's inability to repay a loan. It is important to understand the risks associated with any investment before committing to it, and to make sure that the potential rewards outweigh the risks. It is also important to diversify investments to reduce risk. Diversification is the practice of spreading investments across different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and cash. This helps to reduce the risk of losses due to changes in the market, as different asset classes may perform differently in different market conditions. Additionally, it is important to monitor investments regularly to ensure that they are performing as expected and to make adjustments as needed. In conclusion, risk should not be ignored when making investment decisions. It is important to understand the risks associated with any investment before committing to it, and to make sure that the potential rewards outweigh the risks. Additionally, it is important to diversify investments and to monitor them regularly. By taking these steps, investors can reduce the risk of losses and maximize their potential returns. Main idea number 10. Don't ignore taxes. Taxes should be taken into account when making investment decisions, as they can have a significant impact on returns. When making investment decisions, taxes should not be ignored. Taxes can have a major impact on returns and should be taken into account when making decisions. For example, if an investor is considering investing in a mutual fund, they should consider the tax implications of the fund's distributions. If the fund has a high turnover rate, it may generate a large amount of taxable income, which could reduce the investor's overall return. Similarly, if an investor is considering investing in a taxable bond, they should consider the tax implications of the interest payments. If the bond is held in a taxable account, the investor will be responsible for paying taxes on the interest payments, which could reduce the overall return. In addition, investors should consider the tax implications of any capital gains or losses they may incur. If an investor sells an investment for a profit, they will be responsible for paying taxes on the gain. Similarly, if an investor sells an investment for a loss, they may be able to use the loss to offset any capital gains they have incurred. Therefore, it is important to consider the tax implications of any investment decisions. Overall, taxes should not be ignored when making investment decisions. Taxes can have a significant impact on returns and should be taken into account when making decisions. By considering the tax implications of any investment decisions, investors can ensure that they are making the most informed decisions possible. Main idea number 11. Don't ignore costs. Costs should be taken into account when making investment decisions, as they can have a significant impact on returns. When making investment decisions, it is important to take costs into account. Costs can have a significant impact on returns and should not be ignored. For example, if an investor is considering two investments with similar expected returns, the one with the lower costs should be chosen. This is because the lower costs will result in a higher return for the investor. Additionally, costs can have a compounding effect over time, so it is important to consider them when making long-term investment decisions. Costs can come in many forms, such as commissions, fees, and taxes. It is important to understand the costs associated with an investment before making a decision. Additionally, it is important to compare the costs of different investments to ensure that the one chosen is the most cost-effective. By taking costs into account, investors can maximize their returns and ensure that their investments are as profitable as possible. Main idea number 12. Don't ignore your time horizon. Investors should consider their time horizon when making investment decisions, as this can have a significant impact on returns. When it comes to investing, it is important to consider your time horizon. This is the amount of time you plan to hold on to your investments before selling them. Your time horizon can have a significant impact on your returns. For example, if you are investing for the long term, you may be able to take on more risk and have a higher potential for returns. On the other hand, if you are investing for the short term, you may want to focus on more conservative investments with lower potential returns. It is also important to consider your time horizon when making investment decisions. If you are investing for the long term, you may be able to take on more risk and have a higher potential for returns. On the other hand, if you are investing for the short term, you may want to focus on more conservative investments with lower potential returns. Additionally, if you are investing for the long term, you may be able to take advantage of compounding returns, which can help you achieve higher returns over time. Overall, it is important to consider your time horizon when making investment decisions. This can help you determine the type of investments that are best suited for your goals and objectives. Additionally, it can help you maximize your returns and minimize your risk. Main idea number 13. Don't ignore your goals. Investors should consider their goals when making investment decisions, as this can help ensure that their investments are aligned with their goals. Investors should never ignore their goals when making investment decisions. Goals provide a framework for decision-making and can help ensure that investments are aligned with the investor's desired outcome. Goals should be specific and measurable, and should be revisited regularly to ensure that they remain relevant. Investors should also consider their risk tolerance when setting goals, as this will help them determine the types of investments that are appropriate for their situation. Additionally, investors should consider their time horizon when setting goals, as this will help them determine the types of investments that are appropriate for their timeline. Investors should also consider their goals when evaluating potential investments. This can help ensure that the investments are in line with the investor's desired outcome. Additionally, investors should consider their goals when evaluating the performance of their investments. This can help them determine whether their investments are meeting their goals and whether any changes need to be made. Finally, investors should consider their goals when making any changes to their investments. This can help ensure that the changes are in line with the investor's desired outcome. By considering their goals when making investment decisions, investors can help ensure that their investments are aligned with their desired outcome. This can help them achieve their goals and maximize their returns. Additionally, it can help them avoid making decisions that are not in line with their goals, which can lead to losses and missed opportunities. Main idea number 14. Don't ignore your risk tolerance. Investors should consider their risk tolerance when making investment decisions, as this can help ensure that their investments are aligned with their risk tolerance. Risk tolerance is an important factor to consider when making investment decisions. It is important to understand your own risk tolerance and how it affects your investment decisions. Risk tolerance is the amount of risk you are willing to take on when investing. It is important to understand your own risk tolerance and how it affects your investment decisions. If you are not comfortable with taking on a lot of risk, then you should avoid investments that involve a high degree of risk. On the other hand, if you are comfortable with taking on a lot of risk, then you should look for investments that offer higher returns. It is important to understand your own risk tolerance and how it affects your investment decisions. If you are not comfortable with taking on a lot of risk, then you should avoid investments that involve a high degree of risk. On the other hand, if you are comfortable with taking on a lot of risk, then you should look for investments that offer higher returns. By understanding your own risk tolerance, you can make sure that your investments are aligned with your risk tolerance and that you are not taking on more risk than you are comfortable with. It is also important to remember that risk tolerance is not static. Your risk tolerance can change over time, so it is important to periodically review your investments and make sure that they are still aligned with your risk tolerance. By understanding your own risk tolerance and making sure that your investments are aligned with it, you can help ensure that your investments are in line with your goals and objectives. Main idea number 15. Don't ignore your investment style. Investors should consider their investment style when making investment decisions, as this can help ensure that their investments are aligned with their investment style. Investors should take their investment style into account when making investment decisions. This is important because it helps ensure that their investments are in line with their own personal preferences and goals. For example, if an investor is a conservative investor, they may want to focus on investments that are less risky and have a lower potential for return. On the other hand, if an investor is a more aggressive investor, they may be willing to take on more risk in order to potentially earn higher returns. It is also important to remember that investment styles can change over time. As an investor's goals and preferences change, their investment style may also need to be adjusted. For example, an investor who was once a conservative investor may become more aggressive as their goals and risk tolerance change. It is important to be aware of these changes and adjust your investment style accordingly. Finally, it is important to remember that no investment style is right or wrong. Each investor should find the investment style that works best for them and their goals. By taking the time to consider their investment style, investors can ensure that their investments are in line with their own personal preferences and goals. Main idea number 16. Don't ignore your investment horizon. Investors should consider their investment horizon when making investment decisions, as this can help ensure that their investments are aligned with their investment horizon. Investors should always consider their investment horizon when making investment decisions. This is because the length of time an investor plans to hold an investment can have a significant impact on the type of investments they should make. For example, if an investor has a short-term investment horizon, they may want to focus on investments that are more liquid and have the potential to generate short-term returns. On the other hand, if an investor has a long-term investment horizon, they may want to focus on investments that have the potential to generate long-term returns, such as stocks and bonds. Investors should also consider their investment horizon when setting their investment goals. For example, if an investor has a short-term investment horizon, they may want to focus on investments that can generate short-term returns, such as cash and money market accounts. On the other hand, if an investor has a long-term investment horizon, they may want to focus on investments that have the potential to generate long-term returns, such as stocks and bonds. Investors should also consider their investment horizon when evaluating the risk associated with their investments. For example, if an investor has a short-term investment horizon, they may want to focus on investments that have lower levels of risk, such as cash and money market accounts. On the other hand, if an investor has a long-term investment horizon, they may want to focus on investments that have higher levels of risk, such as stocks and bonds. In summary, investors should always consider their investment horizon when making investment decisions. This is because the length of time an investor plans to hold an investment can have a significant impact on the type of investments they should make, the investment goals they should set, and the risk associated with their investments. By taking the time to consider their investment horizon, investors can ensure that their investments are aligned with their investment horizon and that they are making the best possible investment decisions. Main idea number 17. Don't ignore your investment objectives. Investors should consider their investment objectives when making investment decisions, as this can help ensure that their investments are aligned with their investment objectives. Investors should never ignore their investment objectives when making investment decisions. Investment objectives are the goals that investors have for their investments, such as capital appreciation, income, or a combination of both. By considering their investment objectives, investors can ensure that their investments are aligned with their goals. For example, if an investor's goal is to generate income, they should focus on investments that provide a steady stream of income, such as dividend-paying stocks or bonds. On the other hand, if an investor's goal is capital appreciation, they should focus on investments that have the potential to increase in value over time, such as stocks or real estate. Investors should also consider their risk tolerance when making investment decisions. Risk tolerance is the amount of risk an investor is willing to take on in order to achieve their investment objectives. For example, an investor with a low risk tolerance may prefer investments that provide a steady stream of income, such as bonds, while an investor with a high risk tolerance may prefer investments that have the potential for higher returns, such as stocks. By considering their risk tolerance, investors can ensure that their investments are aligned with their risk profile. Finally, investors should also consider their time horizon when making investment decisions. Time horizon is the amount of time an investor has to achieve their investment objectives. For example, an investor with a short-term time horizon may prefer investments that provide a steady stream of income, such as bonds, while an investor with a long-term time horizon may prefer investments that have the potential for higher returns, such as stocks. By considering their time horizon, investors can ensure that their investments are aligned with their timeline. By considering their investment objectives, risk tolerance, and time horizon, investors can ensure that their investments are aligned with their goals, risk profile, and timeline. This can help investors make more informed investment decisions and achieve their investment objectives. Main idea number 18. Don't ignore your investment strategy. Investors should consider their investment strategy when making investment decisions, as this can help ensure that their investments are aligned with their investment strategy. Investors should not ignore their investment strategy when making investment decisions. A well-thought-out investment strategy can help ensure that investments are aligned with the investor's goals and objectives. It can also help investors avoid making decisions that are not in line with their overall strategy. An investment strategy should include a plan for diversifying investments, setting risk tolerance levels, and determining the appropriate asset allocation. Additionally, investors should consider their time horizon and the amount of capital they are willing to invest. Having a clear investment strategy can help investors stay focused on their long-term goals and avoid making decisions based on short-term market fluctuations. It can also help investors avoid making emotional decisions that could be detrimental to their portfolio. Additionally, an investment strategy can help investors identify opportunities that may be in line with their goals and objectives. By taking the time to develop an investment strategy, investors can ensure that their investments are aligned with their overall goals and objectives. Main idea number 19. Don't ignore your investment process. Investors should consider their investment process when making investment decisions, as this can help ensure that their investments are aligned with their investment process. Investors should not ignore their investment process when making decisions. A well-defined investment process can help ensure that investments are aligned with the investor's goals and objectives. An investment process should include a clear definition of the investor's goals and objectives, a strategy for achieving those goals, and a plan for monitoring and evaluating the performance of the investments. The process should also include a risk management plan to help protect the investor's capital. The investment process should be tailored to the individual investor's needs and goals. It should be based on the investor's risk tolerance, time horizon, and investment objectives. The process should also take into account the investor's knowledge and experience with investing. The process should be regularly reviewed and updated as needed to ensure that it remains relevant and effective. By following a well-defined investment process, investors can help ensure that their investments are aligned with their goals and objectives. This can help them make better investment decisions and avoid costly mistakes. It can also help them stay focused on their long-term goals and avoid being swayed by short-term market fluctuations. Main idea number 20. Don't ignore your investment philosophy. Investors should consider their investment philosophy when making investment decisions, as this can help ensure that their investments are aligned with their investment philosophy. Investors should take their investment philosophy into account when making investment decisions. This is important because it helps ensure that their investments are in line with their beliefs and goals. An investment philosophy is a set of principles that guide an investor's decision-making process. It should include an investor's risk tolerance, time horizon, and goals. It should also include an understanding of the markets and the types of investments that are suitable for the investor's situation. Having an investment philosophy can help investors make better decisions. It can help them avoid making decisions based on emotion or short-term trends. It can also help them stay focused on their long-term goals and avoid making decisions that could be detrimental to their financial future. Additionally, having an investment philosophy can help investors stay disciplined and avoid making rash decisions. Investors should take the time to develop an investment philosophy that is tailored to their individual needs and goals. This will help ensure that their investments are in line with their beliefs and goals. It will also help them make better decisions and stay focused on their long-term goals.